My goodness, can you hear me all right back in the back? All right, I'll get a little bit louder, I hope. You usually get my age, and all you do is give little talks. But it's good. Noah, just overnight, I just had some real pain, got up in the middle of the night, wrote a note, and said, I'm going to the hospital. And went to the hospital. The next morning, Barbara got up looking for me, saw the note. She came to the hospital and said I was talking to her. I don't remember it. They were giving me pain medicine. It was Labor Day weekend, and they were going to wait until Monday or something, Tuesday, I think it was, to operate on me. This was Friday night, Barbara. All right. And all at once, my blood pressure started sinking. My bladder quit. My kidneys quit. My pancreas quit. And so they cut me open and found out that my gallbladder had burst, and all that poison had gone into my gut. Pardon the language, but anyway, went into septic shock, laid out for 15 days, and got up, couldn't even walk. And honestly, Barbara, the doctors, everybody else thought that I wasn't going to make it. And after what they told me, I know it's for the Lord. That's all I can say. And I praise God for your pastor. He's one of my best friends. I got to know him up in West Virginia and just fell in love with him and his family. And God bless you, Miss Laura. God bless you, Clay. It's good seeing Clay up here. He was up here a while ago. He disappeared. But it's so good to see the family. God bless you. I understand your daughter is working with Jonathan up in West Virginia, and we praise God for that. But, folks, I appreciate your prayer. I was just not long before I got sick. I was jumping rope. I was going to the gym every time I was home, and would go to Colorado to do snow skiing. Loved sports, played ball. I was 39 years old, believe it or not. And I just loved sports. And boy, when you get up and you can't stand up. I woke up and could not stand up. All my muscles were gone. And all I can do is say, thank you, God bless you. I appreciate your prayers. I've often said I knew I had a lot of enemies, but praise God, I found out I had a lot of friends and got a stack of get well cards. And I knew Tiftonia was praying for me. There was no doubt in my mind. I believe Barbara said you'd call, and we praise God for you, Mark. All righty, let's get right on with it, please. I want to get you out. I know that if we can get you out, we'll get you back tonight, huh? Dr. Robertson taught me that. He said, Scotty, get up, speak up, and shut up. And he said, that way they'll come back. And so we want you to come back tonight. I want you to please look in John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. I'm glad to be here today. I can remember as a young preacher, Tom Malone. Tom Malone, great one of the great preachers of our day, fun little preachers. And he used to get up and he'd say, I'm glad to be here. He was getting up in age, and I was a young fella. And he would say, I'm glad just to be anywhere at my age. And I would look and I'd think, my goodness, what's he talking about? I'll never get as old as him. But let me tell you something. I'm glad to be here. I feel like the policeman riding down the road. You know, I used to work with a highway patrol years ago. And I felt like the policeman, he was following this car and it was zigzagging all over, going over the center line, running up on the curb and just going everywhere. He finally got the car stopped. And when he got it stopped, there was an elderly lady, really elderly lady. And she was stooped down behind the car. And he looked up and he said, ma'am, he said, let me see your driver's license. She said, well, I don't have one. He looked at her and said, you mean to tell me you don't have a license? No, sir. No, sir. Said, why don't you have a license? Said, well, my doctor told me I didn't need one anymore. I've come to the place now where I hate to go to the doctor's office. Boy, I have to go all the time. But anyway, in John chapter number 1, verse number 6, let's look at it, please. There was a man from God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear the witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Then I'll go to the book of Matthew, chapter number 1, and read two verses, please, in verse number 20, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now look at that. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Your pastor made reference to Brother Jasper. He said, you don't hear much about what he's doing over there. I've been over there. I've been to Iraq. I've been into Jordan. I've been into Lebanon. I've been into Kuwait, been to those places. You took me on the border of Saudi Arabia where you're preaching to these fellows. And we praise God for it. But listen, we're going into places like Cuba. We're going into Vietnam. We're going into places like China. Help ministry. And it's because of folks like you. You can't quit. You just can't quit. You've got to keep going. Always remember, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. If you give what you gave last year, folks, I want you to know you're living by a sign. God has taken care of you, hadn't he? Huh? Yes. Everybody here.
Yes.
You gave last year and God took care of you. But now listen to me. To live by faith, you do more than you did last year. You pray and you say, dear God, what will thou have me to do? Yes. I want to speak to you today about today's headlines. The news of the day. We got up this morning, no doubt, and many of you looked at the newspaper. I didn't. I quit taking it. Fake news. But I just quit taking it. But I'm sure, hey, I do this. I carry my iPhone with me, got it, and right here, and I'd look at the little news on that, and I like to look at the ball scores. I love sports. And I'm sure many of you got up and you looked and you saw where Tennessee won last night. But anyway, you looked at those ball scores. And I do. I look at the ball scores. I liked it. I saw where the New York Yankees got eliminated last night. And we looked at those things. And then on the front page, we see all about politics. And this matter of impeachment and on and on. And the matter of transgeneration. We go, hey, listen to me. We see these things, young ladies in the news, people all in the newspaper all the time, young ladies being taken out and raped and killed and murdered and buried. And we can go on, children being abused, mothers abandoning their kids, fathers abandoning their kids. And we see all these things in the newspaper. Nothing good practically you can read in the newspaper. But I want you to know something. The church has the greatest news in all the world. God's given it to the church. We have the news, and it's the greatest ever told. I can remember as a little boy, the little boy's on the corner. Extra, extra, read all about it. Friend of mine, let me tell you something. When Jesus came to this earth, there should have been people all up and down the street saying, extra, extra, read all about it. There's one by the name of Jesus that's born. He's born today, and he's come to save people from their sin. He's come, Jesus, the Son of God. He's come to heal the lame, make the lame to walk. He's come to make the blind to see. He's come to make the deaf to hear. He's come, and the winds and the waves will obey his will. He's come, and even the dead shall be raised from the dead. Oh, listen to me, friend of mine. We have the greatest news in all of the world. People criticize the church, friend. You and I, we're the ones that's supposed to take that good news. We're the ones that's supposed to stand up and say, extra, extra, read all about it. The God-man Jesus has come to this earth, and he's come to seek and to save those that are lost. And we should be telling it everywhere we go. People criticize the church. We've got the greatest news in all the world, but they criticize us. But let me tell you something. The church, friend of mine, has the right foundation. The foundation is the rock. He's the rock. Jesus Christ is the rock. He's the rock of ages. Oh, listen to me. He loved the church in the book of Ephesians. It says he gave his life. He loved the church and gave his life for the church. But secondly, the church has the right building material. We got saved people here today. You've been saved. You've been baptized. You followed the Lord. And here's that friend of mine is the building material that this place has made. People say, well, I don't go to church because there's hypocrites. He goes to the grocery store. Yeah, I don't go to the church. There's hypocrites in the church. He goes to work every day. Let me tell you something. He better get saved or he'll go to hell, and you find out hypocrites are going to be all over hell. Old friend of mine, these people that go around, all they want is money, money, money. Everywhere I go, they want money. You walk into the grocery store, walk out, they want your money. And yet we turn around and go back every day. All these excuses about not going to the house of God. Hey, listen to me, the church has great building material. But not only that, it has great message. Oh, what is the message? I'll tell you what it is. The news that we have today is the death of the Son of God. His burial, his crucifixion, his death, his burial. But friend of mine, on the third day, he arose from the grave. And he's living today, sitting on the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. Oh, listen, the church has the right message. And it's you and I that would be standing on the corner and saying, extra, extra, read all about it. Jesus come to seek and to save all that were lost. Oh, listen, this news should be broadcast to the world. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, every nation should hear. Over 200 nations should hear. Friend of mine, we praise God for what you're doing, Jasper. All these countries that you're giving the gospel to, we praise God for it. But friend of mine, every nation in the book of Matthew, in the book of Mark, chapter 15, it says every creature. There's almost 7.5 billion people in the world. Where you're from, India, Jasper, did you know 1/6 of the world's population is in that little country, and it's a third of the size of America? Oh, yet they're Hindus. They've got millions of gods. Everything's a god. Snakes, trees, rivers. They jump into the river, think their sins are washed away. Reincarnation, 5 stages of reincarnation. And the 5th stage, they believe they become a god. God, help us to realize that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to seek and to save all those people there. In China and India alone, 1/3 of the world's population. Can you imagine 1.5 billion people in China, about 1.3 in India, and yet America has 330 million people. God, help us to realize these people are lost and dying and going to hell. Yes. The last statistics I heard was in 2002 that only 2% of the world claims to be born again. God, help us to realize that we need to go. The Bible says, go ye therefore into all the world. Jesus said to the disciples, go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come that my house might be full. Amen. God, help us to realize we have this many. And the Bible says, I just read, to as many as received him, to them they became the power to become the sons of God. You and I have that privilege of knowing Jesus Christ. It matters not what color you are. It matters not what nationality you are. It matters not whether you're rich or whether you're poor. It matters not who you are. Jesus Christ came to seek you and to save you. I read the story about Mr. Parker. I say I read it. I was knocking on doors one day. And all at once I knocked on the door and an elderly man opened the door. His name was Parker. I was pastoring a church in Tampa. I went in to talk to him. He was 92 years old. Was able to lead that man to the Lord. 92 years old. Oldest man I ever led to the Lord, Mark, Pastor. Oldest man. 92 years old. And I said, I want you to come be baptized Sunday. Listen, his chances of being saved at that age are 1 in 700,000. 19 out of 20 people that are saved are saved before they're 20 years old. But when you get over 70, your chances are 1 in 700,000. And yet I led this man to the Lord 92 years old. He came Sunday down the aisle. Many people came, and he stood there, and a little boy came and was saved standing next to him. And I was going down the road telling the people how they got saved. And I came to this man. I said, 92 years old, knocked on his door. He let me in and let me give him the gospel, and he asked Christ to come into his heart. And everybody said, amen, amen. And there was a young boy there, 12 or 13 years old, and I began to tell about this young lad getting saved. And we had a few amens. And I said, folks, let me tell you, we've had 1.5 saved today. I said, this man here is a half. He's lived his whole life without Jesus Christ. This boy here is one. He's got his whole life ahead of him. God, help us to get the news out. It matters not who you are, whether you're rich, poor, old, or young. It matters not. We need to get the gospel out. But friend of mine, I want you to know this good news gives hope to sinners. In my Father's house are many mansions. I may not have much here, but I want you to know I've got a lot up there. Amen. I've got streets of gold up there. I've got trees, my friend, that'll always have fruit on it. My body will never rust. It'll never get sick when I get there. Oh, we've got the greatest news in all of the world. We give hope to sinners, a mansion in heaven. Oh, listen to me, friend of mine. My soul. Gold can't buy my soul. Silver can't buy my soul. Emeralds can't buy my soul. The only thing that can buy my soul is the blood of the Son of God. And we ought to be out saying, extra, extra, read all about it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come to seek and to save those that are lost. A preacher one time was talking to a man, and he said, I want you to come to church. And the man says, well, I don't have time to come to church. He said, you don't have time? He said, no, my wife does all my church going for me. And he said, is that right? He said, yeah. He said, she does all my Bible reading for me. He said, is that right? He said, yeah. She does all my praying for me. The preacher looked at him and said, is she going to die for you? Oh, let me tell you something, friend. We need to get the good news and give it out as fast as we can. But thirdly, this news will give a better life on this earth. Oh, friend of mine, listen, Christianity, God's news, extra, extra, read all about it. The Son of God has come to seek and to save those that are lost. This world is full of sin. It's full of drugs. It's full of homosexuality. It's full of crime. It's full of rape. And we could go on and on and on and tell you about the news. But I want you to know something. The news that you and I have gives joy. The news that you and I have gives peace. The news, my friend, that you and I have to spread, friend of mine, it gives joy and peace to the unbeliever. It gives joy to those that are on the brink of hell. Those will give peace to those that are on the brink of hell. But I want you to know something, friend. You say, well, how do I know? Well, if you could ask the maniac of Gadara, he'd tell you. He'd say, I tell you, he gave me peace. He gave me joy. If you could ask the blind Bartimaeus, hey, what about this Jesus guy? Yeah. Old blind Bartimaeus would say, boy, he sure did help me out. Amen. Oh, listen, we can go on and on. We can talk about the lame man at the pool of Bethesda. We could go on and tell you about the harlot. We could tell you about the woman at the well. If you could look at them today, they would look at you and say, I met him. Folks, let me tell you something. You and I have the greatest news in all the world. And this week, you're going to show what you're going to do about how much you love him. You're going to give. You saw this video a while ago. It's because of folks like you. Folks like you that says, I'll give. I don't want to see people die and go to hell. I don't want people. I want to give my faith promise. I'm going to give. I'm going to give. I'm not going to back up. because I have the greatest news that's ever been told. In 1951, there was one by the name of Julius and Ethel Goldsberg, I believe was the last name. They were being tried for selling the secrets of the atom bomb to the Russians. When the jury found them guilty, the lawyer looked up to the judge and said, "Judge, we just want a little justice." And Judge Kaufman looked at him and he said, "No, it's not justice you want. You want mercy. And today, this court can give you no mercy." Folks, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can give you mercy. Much, much mercy. A man by the name of Harry Michael, he came to the place to where he couldn't hear. He went to the doctor, and the doctor was able to do something that made him able to hear. He became wealthy. He put up a big billboard, and the big billboard said, "Dr. Floyd, I will ever be indebted to you for your medical skills." Folks, let me tell you something. Every single one of us here that's dead, you're saved. You're indebted to the Son of God. Every person here, you're indebted. You're indebted. You're in debt. You can't outgive God. You're in debt. And we have the best news in all of the world. Jesus is born. He's come to seek and to save those that are lost. He's come to make the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead raised. He's come to say to the winds and the waves, "Peace be still. Peace be still." And it's your responsibility and my responsibility to stand up and say, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Jesus, Jesus is born this day in the stable in Bethlehem." What are you going to do with that news this week? Heads bowed, eyes closed. Pastor.